appropriation and the university's appropriation. That is certainly not been, nothing has been signed yet, and hopefully that will be crystallized by the end of the month as far as the 2010s, the state budget and the appropriation for the university, and we can finish our modeling of our budget for 2010. Without further ado, I want to move into the 2011 budget request. Total budget request, the incremental budget request is $97 million. Half of that is really for compensation for both faculty and staff. We're going to ask for a 3% for all employees, APs and faculty, and also an additional 1.5% for retention and recruitment. So half of the request, $49 million, is for that purpose. We also have a request for about $30 million will go in for strategic initiatives across the campuses. That will be going into our plan to go into our request in connection with our 2011 budget request. We have a number of things we have to deal with as far as the facilities and the operations we have for instance requesting about $4 million for new O&M areas. Mainly we have the Pettuscale coming on, we have Rockford coming on, we need the operating costs for those facilities. We're trying to build that in. The additional facility maintenance support, that's additional deferred maintenance that we're asking for $5 million on top of what we're asking for in a new capital bill. As far as additional costs, certain costs that we just have to make payment on, we have payroll cost increases, Medicare, a number of other items along that line that we have to be aware of. Utility capital, we're talking about the infrastructure. There will be a presentation to the board coming that basically, with regard to a study that was done, that basically more money needs to be put into the infrastructure, the utility infrastructure of the university. And here's a where we're going to have a request, so this will tie into that into that presentation. We'll have a request for library increases, the price increases to stay technologically current with regard to the library. That will be in there. So, totals up about $97 million. This is the operating side, the request. We also have separate requests for healthy returns, $15.5 million for healthy returns, and $10 million for medical professional liability insurance will also be a separate request. So that's a summary of the operating side. As far as the next one, just to give you a quick snapshot on the capital side, this is what we got in the capital bill that was signed a couple of weeks ago. Everything up here, repair and renovation, $32 million. All the rest of the capital projects are going to be CDB, Capital Development Board projects, except for the Pettuscale. Pettuscale will be coming from DCEO, a grant from DCEO, and coming directly to us. And as you can see, they've signed the bill. Now we have to monitor the funding for these projects so we can get a timetable together for how we're going to approach these the authorizations, the financing, and a timetable of how we're going to approach these particular projects, which you can see again, Lincoln Hall right there at the top. So the last slide I have for you is now the new list that we're talking about for capital for 2011. With the new list for 2011 for capital projects, we're talking about it, particularly at the Urbana campus, moving the library and the Natural History Building up on the list as far as our primary request. At Chicago, we're moving up additional money for the ACT building, the Advanced Chemical Technology Building, a supplemental funding for that. We're also moving up on the list requests for the medical campus for renovation of a number of buildings on the medical campus in Chicago. In Springfield, we're moving up the Brookings Library is probably the top request for Springfield. The renovation of the Brookings Library will be the number one request. One of the items, all those items in the previous slide, those are all the items that have been on the list for a number of years, as you all know, and we're very happy to have gotten that. Thank the state legislature for that effort. The one thing that was at Springfield, there was the public safety building, which basically was moved up and became and it was passed as part of the Capitol bill. So that was an important item that moved forward. So anyway, that's the quick review of both the operating and the capital request for 2011. Again, we'll be back to finalize this request at the September meeting. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Dr. Schmidt.
Well, where did the number for the Illinois Bill of Health come from? I mean, the reason I'm asking is we have a separately written bill in right now. I didn't bring it with me. Rick Schiller, what's the name of it's six lines worth of name. Bottom line is, it's a bill that's written in for funding for the public, for public health care education, workforce education, which covers a lot of the Illinois Bill of Health. So how did this come into the picture? Is this a separate and additional request, or?
Well, this has been essentially the historical, the number comes historically from what we have requested in the past. Again, if we need to match up whatever the bill is to what we certainly have time. Again, this is a preliminary snapshot, you know, so we can make any adjustments to this for purposes of our final request.
I'd like to get Rick's your opinion on how to do that, because the bill that we have written now carries a hell of a lot more weight than this.
Be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat, may I have a second question?
Absolutely.
Could you please comment on the impact of the tuition decision that was made at the executive committee meeting?
The adjustment, going from 4% to 2.6%, probably on an annual basis, that probably was about a decrease of about $3.5 million. So that was the financial impact of on an annual basis of that adjustment. So we went from at 4%, probably the increment, if I remember right, was about $11.5 million would have been the increment at 4%, and I think we go down to about 7.5 or something like that. But just off the top of my head.
Mr. Chairman, there was a healthy discussion about this issue with the faculty this morning. And Trustee Caroline on the committee, Trustee McMillan, attended the meeting. And there's an issue, Mr. Chairman, that needs to be addressed. And that is, the faculty are quite upset with the decision that was made, as are some members of the board, because the decision that was made at executive committee was not the consensus decision of the board. And I think that has to be discussed.
Do you have a suggestion?
I'm happy to have you lead the discussion, or Chairman Schaub.
Well, this is obviously an issue of some concern, so the point is, how do we move forward? Do we revisit that, Tom? Can we revisit that vote?
Well, you could revisit it if it's on the agenda. I don't believe it's on today's agenda, but certainly the full board can revise or amend any action by the executive committee. The opposite cannot occur, of course.
Can we do that today or not?
I don't believe it's on the agenda.
Okay. So I think that answers one question with respect to today. I think we should hear from everyone with respect to how they want to move forward and whether we want to revisit that issue.
I made the inquiry to Vice President Knorr about whether the issue could be revisited, and it would appear that the horse is out of the barn. Too much has happened to recapture on the basis of a tuition change. However, I mean, we could do something like a fee, but the bottom line is, the underlying issue is the executive committee acted contrary to the wishes of the consensus of the board. And it's something that has to be addressed. You can address it whenever you want, but it has to be addressed.
Well, I think we should.
I'm not speaking. I wish other people who had made this comment would speak up, and so I'm not the Lone Ranger here.
Trustee Schmidt, let me begin by saying I don't disagree with your comments. I'm trying to solicit my colleagues on how to move forward. Technically, what I understand from University Council is we can't take any action today. I would put an open question to the colleagues. Do we want to, in some way, reconcile what happened with the executive committee vote in the future, or when we can, with respect to the tuition? Trustee McMillan?
I support Trustee Smith's concern and statement. I think it is something that we as a board should deal with and add it as an agenda item in the future to talk about. I'm not sure that we can take action at this point to affect the tuition decision that's already been implemented, I believe, in the process. But I think the process of how we got to that conclusion is something we should talk about.
Well, what are our alternatives?
I think that this has to be a pleasure of the board for their action. I think when the reference to the horses out of the barn, I think the mechanics are well underway as far as putting out the tuition and that whole process is well underway. So it's a matter of also just to consider turning around and adjusting those mechanics however the board wishes.
Mr. Chairman, I bring it up under your committee because I think this is a direct budget issue.
Sure.
It's not just this year, it's 4 years.
I understand that. Trustee Doris.
I don't think there's any question that the consensus of the board was for the recommended increase with two exceptions. When I was consulted about it, I expressed that I was not going to support any increase in tuition as a statement of principle, knowing that it was going to pass. And the student trustees also. I wanted to bring attention to the fact that we can't keep raising tuition all perpetually. And I made similar statements in the past. And so it was, and then on the day of the executive committee meeting, I again made that statement of principle. And I don't know if it affected the outcome with the compromise of cutting it in half. Quite frankly, cutting it in half makes no sense. You either take the drastic action and it wasn't drastic action by me, it was a statement of principle to alert people that we need to find solutions for funding other than tuition increases. It cannot continue. Knowing that that was going to be a minority, just a statement of principle, and it resulted in the worst of all scenarios, cutting it in half, and I think we should do some remedial action. We need to get that back because it had already been cut from anticipated or increases that we've seen the last few years down to that number, and to cut it in half really doesn't make any sense, and it could cause some serious problems, and we should find a way to remedy that. Do we have another board meeting before tuition would be needed to be collected, and do we have time to effectively tell prospective students about this change? I guess that question is directed to Walter.
Well,
My answer is affirm. I don't think so.
And it's going to freeze us for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, basically those mechanics are in place. I guess it's not possible to stop.
Walt, it sounds like from what we're hearing around the table is that we'd like to know if we can retroactively or in some way implement what was understood to be the consensus of the board of 4%. Is anybody opposed to that idea?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm the one that was speaking against any tuition.
Okay. Is it? All right. So I think that the consensus of the board, Vice President Knorr, is to explore the possibility of maybe another executive committee vote or some action by this board to reinstate the 4% tuition increase, absent any objection from anyone here. And why don't you get back to us post-haste, if you can do that, Walt. And if you can't, we'll have to address it at the next board meeting or in the next, maybe have an executive session, executive committee session. Does that address your concerns?
It does, and I did not bring this up to Walter Creek problems, mechanical problems for your office. The other possibility is that the University of California just increased their fees by 9.3% to bridge the gap.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think that one of the concerns was that board look at the process. Because it is, there was a statement made that I'm not aware of, that the consensus of the board governs the executive committee's vote, and I think that if that's true, that should be in the record, because there really should not be a need for an executive committee meeting if that's the case.